hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of AfroFit. And I got my main man over here,
KB, Hot Dog Daddy.
Yes, sir.
At your service.
That's right. The man with all the plan, with all the money, man.
Nah, that's you. All the money. Anytime somebody say that, y'all, you know who really got it.
You got all the money.
Y'all
know. You did. Yeah, all the money.
Nah, I'm trying
to be like him when I grow up, man. I'm trying to be like him when I grow up.
He's already grown, y'all.
All right, this topic, man. I don't know what this topic is, but like, I know we got a lot of mind.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. At what age do we? Topic is like, at what age is it appropriate,
girlfriend, boyfriend,
for boys and girls to have boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah,
you know, like, I mean, at what age do you feel like it's inappropriate? Because our society is going bananas now.
Yeah,
as far as like now you got little kid as like. In the first grade, whatever, say, oh, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend.
Right.
So I'm like, what do you know about boyfriend and girlfriend?
5-year-old.
So like, you know, and it makes me wonder where they're getting that from.
Yeah. And the question of the day for me, because I'm dealing with this, y'all, Mr. Theo, is what does a boyfriend mean you're allowed to do?
Because nowadays, like, different, because, this media, like, don't get me wrong, like, there's some positive, there's some educational things on, like, on the media. There's some good stuff in the media, but this nowadays, now, with all this media stirring up a lot of stuff like that, that is inappropriate now. Because, like, you got kids now who have access to media, social media, like so YouTube, television, program, different things, like just like putting so much nonsense in our kids' life.
Yeah. And because, so us men, listen, there is a difference between a man and a woman. And men tend to think more stern, more logical, more on point, especially when it comes to family and how to direct the family. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. We make a bunch of mistakes. But I have a family full of females, and they are lackadaisical or laxed on a 13-year-old daughter, granddaughter, having a boyfriend. So what? She's already got this friend. He's a male, and my female granddaughter, she's already got this friend, but she says she wants a boyfriend out of him. My question is, why put a label on it?
Exactly.
Why can't y'all just keep being friends?
Being friends.
And so when you put boyfriend on there, what does that mean?
Yeah, because
what do you get to do if you have a boyfriend?
Because when you have a boyfriend, there's a different level of things.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because like now, like you put in like some allowance to do things, secret things, because I know in my house, I don't know about your house, I know in my house, there's no way in hell I'm gonna catch a 13-year-old, 14-year-old like cuddling and kissing them or something.
In your daughter's room with the door closed,
like door closed, like, so at that age and stuff. I ain't nowhere in hell.
But a mama might say, oh, they're not gonna do anything.
That's when you step in and say like as the man of the house. And say like, that ain't gonna happen under my watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now like but by allowing that, you're promoting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You saying it's okay.
Yeah.
And then now like a few months later, when it starts in the bump. You know, because it's always like all it takes is one.
One time.
And they both don't really know what they're doing.
And now you're dealing with a choice.
a choice that you shouldn't have to deal with.
That you shouldn't even have this problem.
And because see, KV, this brings me to this point where, like, nowadays it's like our society. Because you remember back in the day, grandma was that old,
that rock
grandma lady, yeah, where that, you know, that was a rock on the family, where you said, oh, don't let grandma see you do this.
Yeah. And don't have that short dress on in front of grandma.
And like when you're in the presence of grandma, like there's a respect. There's a humbleness, an honor.
Yeah.
But nowadays, grandma is 36 years old.
Grandma wearing a skirt. Grandma wearing leather pants.
And the grandma is 36 years old, and then you got great grandmother 50 years old.
Yeah.
So I've seen a video one time, like on social media, where you have 4 generations.
Mm-hmm. And still living. Yeah.
Still living.
Yeah.
And the first generation and stuff don't look like they over 60 years.
Great grandmama is 60.
So I'm like, okay, what is going on with our society?
Well, I want to say this also, concerning boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I asked my granddaughter, what does it mean to have a boyfriend? Does it mean you get to kiss? Does it mean you get to hug? Does it mean you get to do it? What does it mean? Because right now, he's your friend. Why can't you just keep it that way? So they couldn't answer it. They couldn't answer it, and they ran away. My daughter's living next door to me, so my granddaughter just ran. And ran to the house to her mom and said, Papa said, no, I shouldn't have a boyfriend.
And that's, I mean, like, see, you are the male figure in their life.
Yeah.
See, this is where a male figure should be in the home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the biggest reasons why.
That's one thing that's lacking, right? Yeah. Because when there's a dominant male figure in the home, that nonsense don't happen.
Yeah. Or it might raise up, but it should get put back in its place.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
you might have to address it.
I'll use my daughter as an example.
Okay, because that's what I like doing, using me.
I use my daughter as an example. Like, you know, she have friends.
Right.
Like, all through, like, you know, middle school.
Right.
You know, like, middle school and almost through her high school, she didn't really have a boyfriend mm-hmm. until her senior year in high school.
Okay.
And like, I was okay. I'm like, nothing. Like she's dating. So in my mind, I'm like, here we go. Because
mm-hmm.
even though she's in high school, she's like a senior in high school. Now she's dating.
Did she ask for your blessings on it? Did she ask, could she do it?
And I mean, like, you know, like,
or it just sort of sprung up.
Like it came through my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, like, hey, like, no, and I think your daughter, she started to date. I mean, she have male friends, because mm-hmm. like, you know, because you know,
that's another thing, date. That word, I'm glad you said it.
You know, she started to date somebody seriously.
And
like,
then what does that
like,
mean?
And I'm like, okay, because you know, as a man, I know what that means, because like. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say like I'm more like a simp myself, because I know what I was doing.
Yeah, you know square. I know square.
I know what I was doing at let's put it this way. What I was doing at some age, 13, 14,
mm-hmm.
makes me know why they put in a label. Because they put in a label because like they want to test boundaries. They want to experiment.
Mm.
They want to do all that stuff because like they seen all this stuff on television.
Yeah.
Like they seen yeah. like you know they seen like oh, 13, 14 year old like oh this is my boyfriend like they're kissing yeah. and yeah. like in front of friends like oh that's so cute. And they ain't cute.
Yeah.
Because it like because I was being for myself. I was bad. When I say I was bad. I ain't gonna put all my business
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
But that makes me understand and see why they want to put a label on that.
Yeah.
But there's something behind it.
Yeah. Because that's why I asked my daughter, well, she's going to go on dates. She's 14. She's 15. She's going to go on dates. And I'm thinking, just like the word boyfriend, what does that mean? What does date mean? Because if me and you decided to go work out tomorrow, mm-hmm. are we calling it a date?
No, we're just going to work out. It's not a date. We're just going to work
out. Yeah. And so what's the difference between a female that's just your friend? It's not a date. It's just we both like the same thing. We're going to go work out. We're going to go to the skating. But it's not a date. It's not a date until you start doing it, to me.
And the danger in that is this. At those 13, 14, the hormones are raging.
See?
They're like, you know, that's where you're catching them little boys over there underneath your sheet.
Yeah.
Like, playing with your stuff and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you see the girl, like, you know, touching yourself, experimenting their body, like their body.
I'm going there.
And like, you know, that's because and now when they put a label on it, it's almost like making it okay for their quote unquote boyfriend or girlfriend to do those things that they were doing to themselves.
Yeah. Then the other thing is, Mr. Theo, is when you date somebody, you getting ready to screw.
Okay.
Y'all getting ready to have sex. So what about all these mistakes you have made, I have made, my wife has made, my daughters have made, my friends have made. We'd have made all these same mistakes and we still saying it's okay for the next generation. When we going to break that curse?
It's all,
instead of telling young cat, you're OG now, and you on your front porch and you chilling, and there's a bunch of little boys running around, maybe your little nephew or something, and he's looking handsome and strong, maybe he's 13, and you ask him, this is what happened to me when I was a kid. You got your little girl yet? No, you got a little girl. You handsome, man. I know them girls on you. That's the first thing we try to teach our kids,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Why not ask him, you know how to use a hammer yet?
See, I mean, like, that's a
you know thing. How to cut the grass yet?
And then, like, and the thing with that is that in our minds, sometimes we try not to be hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I always use my daughter as an example. I always tell her, like, hey, this is from a man. This is
from
a man,
point of view.
From a point of a man. I've been there. I've been playing that guy. I was like,
I wish y'all could see us fist bumping each other.
I was like, you know, a boy would tell you anything that you want to hear to get to one thing. One thing and one thing only, to get in between your legs.
Eventually.
You know, they'll tell
even
you,
if he's a nice guy.
Yeah. They'll tell you, like,
I was a nice guy.
They'll tell you, like, you are the next best thing to this, next to sliced bread or whatever it is. Like, you are the star, the moon, the
and what the female will say, why me? Why you? Because God told me it was you. Yeah.
Like,
they'll use everything.
They use their fancy line and stuff. Like, you know,
before my mama died, she told me I was going to meet a girl named, what's your name? Sally? Yeah, she told me I was going to meet Sally. And you believe it.
So I advise my daughter. See, this. We're at the age now, or at the stage in our life now, where all we can do is advise, instruct.
Yeah.
Because believe you me, these kids of this day, they're going to do whatever they want to do.
And they wear you out, too.
Regardless if you're talking blue in the face, they are going to do whatever they want to do.
But hopefully... what you say resonates sooner or later.
Yeah.
They get it sooner or later.
They hear, and they take heed to it.
Yeah.
Because I always said, tell them, I'm like, hey, like, if you keep being fast, you're gonna end up, like, you know, having a responsibility that you're not ready for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm late. I'm telling you, like, now that this baby milk and stuff, Similac and all that stuff, like, you know, they ain't cheap.
I want to say abortion.
Well,
I want to say abortion. I just want to say, you know, people have to do what they have to do, but it's a whole bunch of situations that never even have to happen.
I have to get to that. if we stop it before, it was like we're trying to like correct it before it gets to that point.
And I know of some females, I hope you hear this, listeners, I know of some females in my life who've had abortion and it's messed their coochie up.
Yeah. And this probably a lot of who have done that, who did it when they were younger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like
yeah. And they got female problems to this
they
day.
They got problems, and now they cannot
produce.
They can't have a baby, and now that they want to like, and that can definitely affect your yes. mind. That's yes. what you said, because now yes. they're thinking, say, I wish I would have.
That was a lifelong over one. Let's just say if you're a bad boy and a bad girl, let's say 20 minutes worth of pleasure, because most of the time it's 10 or 5.
Yeah, but
I'm people want to yeah, people want to say they've been going all night. Okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, you can go on now yeah. with the blue pills
or red ones now. They got. You know, and so we got to quit making these same.
Mistake,
y'all. That's all I'm saying.
That's all we got to say.
Yeah.
Same mistake like
yeah.
Like,
just look at yourself and look at your first, most people, their first big mistake in life is having sex too early.
Too early.
And fool around and have a child an abortion.
And not like, because you can always tell when it's a change in either a female
oh,
or
yeah.
male.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I. They go from like being this nice, polite, humble,
yeah,
to not like raising like popping their chest. Like, someone will give you some new, huh?
Yeah.
And
that's spiritual.
I'm like, oh, you don't, because like now you barking at me.
Yeah.
You want to challenge the man. Now you want to talk back.
You
to
can
your
always
mom.
Tell when that happens.
Yeah. I've been like, so like, I mean, all this young folks, they think like that we're slow. That we don't know.
We're not slow. We definitely have been there and we've done all these things before. And so therefore we're giving you great advice on just be careful. You know, it might seem subtle, it might seem like it's nothing, but it's one of the first big steps that people take in their life, and that's having a boyfriend or a girlfriend before you even figure out who the hell you are. You need to figure out who you are before you start having sex. And it's deeper than this, but I don't think me and Mr. Theo finna talk about this right now. But sex is spiritual.
It is spiritual.
You are putting your essence inside of another person, and you're telling
me. You transfer spirit.
Yeah. You telling me?
It's a spiritual transfer.
Yeah. So it's deep, because, and that's a whole long conversation.
That's why, like, sometimes, like, you got to be careful of like
who you hug, who like, you kiss, like
who you get involved with.
Yeah,
who you get involved with, like, because like, say for example, right now, it's an old saying that says, like, you know, sometimes when you sleep with one person, you sleep with somebody, and either were promiscuous, you were sleeping with everybody that they've ever been with.
Yeah, and if you're sleeping with a pervert. You get some of them pervert ways,
and like, you know, like you and people say, like, what do you mean? Because sex is deeper than you think.
Yeah,
it's way deeper. It's deeper than just penetration.
Way deeper.
It's deeper than just like, you know, body rubbing and this.
Yeah.
It's like it's a that's what they call it, intercourse.
Yeah.
It's like inter.
Yeah.
It's something that's being transferred between the both of you and stuff. So like, so young ones, if you listen to this right here,
well, we hope somebody is,
and whoever, young or old, if you listen to this and you know someone who can benefit from this, because like we don't say this much on our podcast, we don't say it much, like, you know, but if you know someone if it's not you, I'm sure you know somebody down the street, down the corner, in your house or out of your house that can benefit from this kind of topic that we talk about.
Yeah,
you know, like, pass it on.
Yeah, and I know we're getting ready to end, but a conversation for the next one is clothing. We started talking about that.
Oh yeah,
we want to talk about clothing, and I know a lot of people not gonna agree with us. Y'all gonna call us old farts and all that. But of course, neither one of us are jive turkeys. We both
believe me.
We both have sold our oats.
Yeah.
And
I sold mine and bought mine back and sold it again a few times. So believe
me. Yeah.
You're like, well,
and so we're not no jive turkey, but as male point of view, we would like to talk about the dress
code of
females and males too.
And male. Real females and real men.
Yeah.
Dress code.
Yeah.
So tune in for next time for that one right there. So as we conclude on this right here about the age, proper age
for boyfriend and girlfriend.
To be labeled.
Yeah.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
And what does those labels
mean?
Going down the road.
Yeah. Ask yourself. And ask your kids, whoever you're thinking about. Ask them, what does boyfriend mean? What does it mean to have a boyfriend? Ask yourself.
Talk to your kids. Talk to your kids.
And be for real. Don't just be one-sided.
No, talk to your kids.
Really ask yourself those questions.
Just talk to them.
Yeah. And are you tired of your family generation making the same mistakes?
Exactly. So on that note, we're going to end tonight. We're going to end this podcast. Until next time, this is Afrofit signing out.
Signing out.
And we out.
Peace.
Peace.